For any language, it is highly essential to keep the small grammatical rules in mind to write perfectly, and these small tips will surely help you gain a better idea about English grammar rules, which will help you endlessly to deal with this wonderful language. Copyright 2019 by Jack Landon, all rights reserved. This document is geared towards providing exact and reliable information with regards to the topic and issue covered. The publication is sold with the idea that the publisher is not required to render accounting, officially permitted or otherwise qualified services. If advice is necessary, legal or professional, a practiced individual in the profession should be ordered. From a declaration of principles, which was accepted and approved equally by a committee of the American Bar Association and a committee of publishers and associations. In no way is it legal to reproduce, duplicate, or transmit any part of this document in either electronic means or in printed format. Recording of this publication is strictly prohibited, and any storage of this document is not allowed unless with written permission from the publisher. All rights reserved. The information provided herein is stated to be truthful and consistent, in that any liability in terms of inattention or otherwise by any usage or abuse of any policies, processes, or directions contained within is the solitary and utter responsibility of the recipient reader. Under no circumstances will any legal responsibility or blame be held against the publisher for any reparation, damages, or monetary loss due to the information herein, either directly or indirectly. Respective authors own all copyrights not held by the publisher. The information herein is offered for informational purposes solely, and this is universal as so. The presentation of the information is without contract or any type of guarantee assurance. The trademarks that are used are without any consent, and the publication of the trademark is without permission or backing by the trademark owner. All trademarks and brands within this book are for clarifying purposes only and are owned by the owners themselves, not affiliated with this document. Chapter 1. English Language. The English Language. Language is merely a system of conventions developed by various groups to communicate among themselves. English is full of exceptions and examples of a letter representing different sounds when combined with other letters. A digraph such as ch, ph, sh, th, wh, and qu are just a few of these. The vowels of English are the worst for people who find spelling difficult. English is a Germanic language. German and English bear many similarities. However, speakers of the English language have rich histories of assimilation, conflict, and interaction with other peoples and other languages. As a result, the English language corpus includes a host of borrowed words. These borrowed words look foreign, and in many ways, they are. But with the passing of time, many of them become English words, and may even replace older words of English origin that mean the same thing. The sounds found in these words from other languages may even become part of the English sound catalogue. Historically, the English language has been greatly affected by French, Scandinavian, and more recently, Japanese. In addition to the introduction of new words and sounds, the English language has also borrowed or been influenced by the grammatical structures of other languages. In addition, there are huge differences between everyday English that is communicative and English that is, strictly speaking, grammatically correct. The confluence of so many traditions and systems make English somewhat difficult to learn and to teach. Writing gives language a fixed target. This kind of uniformity is useful for effective communication, teaching, and learning. However, written languages do not allow for much change, and often variations from the norm are not tolerated. One problem with the written language, particularly in the cases of spelling and grammar rules, is that written language cannot keep up with spoken language, which changes all the time. Our spoken language is much more fluid than our written language,